Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What the fuck is happening? Peeps. I'm bringing peeps back. Welcome to the Colin Geta Show podcast. It's currently Monday, the 21st. I'm also bringing that back. But the podcast will be out on Tuesday, the 22nd of July. Fucking bastard and flats full of flies because I left fucking the window open. And it's roasting. It's probably because I, leave human shits in the corner, but still, pain in the arsehole. So yeah, prepared this week. Gonna record this shit early. By myself, no people in this week, no Mickeys, no Rory Woodses. Just me wading through an hour of fucking shit. Verbal diarrhea. Huh? In fact, it's not even verbal diarrhea, because that would mean that it was just coming out without any effort whatsoever. It's more like verbal, like constipate, I don't know, like you need a shit and you're just, it's not quite coming out, but you just make yourself just sit there for ages, like an hour plus, just forcing it out. Verbal hemorrhoids, that's what this is. Anyway, 1 minute 30 seconds, I look down there as if to say, oh, am I near done? No, I've loads of shit to talk shit about. Let's plug some gigs, because that's why I know, if anyone listens for any reasons, it's to hear where the big man is playing, isn't it? Where is he? I don't care, let's not, he might not, he's probably not going to say anything funny the whole time, but what we will do is we'll tune in to find out where he's playing. Where is he turning up to attempt to do stand-up? Hold on, I tighten my wee handle here. Where is he turning up to talk about just shit for ages? Introducing stand-up topics like I'm fucking Bill Hicks. What's the deal with the Kardashians? Huh? Do you know what? I've just realised I only basically have about 45 minutes to talk in this podcast. Because the card that's in the actual fucking thing is, must be running out of memory. So I've only 45 minutes of recording today. So there you go. That's how long the podcast is going to be today. About 47 minutes long. That's how I roll. Let's plug these gigs, eh? Got some fucking belters coming up. The second last, well, technically this the last gig in the run for the Not Safe for Work tour. It's not really the last one. The last one's actually in October, but for this immediate run, the final date is in Strabane. Strabane at the Alley Theatre, and that's this Saturday, the 26th of July. Hopefully we'll go out with a bang. We're in the hometown of Rory Woods, the Strabanimal himself. We're going to be going down to his neck of the woods, doing the gig. Gonna be tremendous crack, hopefully. You can get your tickets from the alley-theatre.com. Always good to get your tickets up front, guys. You can't, of course, pay on the door, but fuck that. Get the ticks up front, motherfuckers. Alright. And then the very next day, that's right, the very next day, if you're in Belfast, we have the Laveries Comedy Day Festival, which is gonna be fucking deadly. It's called the Day Festival because we initially thought it was going to be an all-day thing and then realised, no, that's going to be a goddamn nightmare. So we just kept it at night time. So it's from 7 o'clock till 12, which if you think about it is probably just about an hour or so, an hour and a half, 2 hours longer than a regular comedy night. Except this night we have tons of cunts, tons of fucking acts. Let me just turn the fucking phone off here. It's probably beeping like a bastard. Flight mode. Yeah. We have all sorts. We have all sorts of people. I'll quickly read you out the rundown. Here we go. Hold on. Bear with me. Further. ColinGooglesThings.com. Here we go. I'll be playing Mickey Bartlett, Danny Dowling, Paddy McDonald, Rory Woods, Shane Todd, Anne-Marie Mullen, Phil McCune, Alan Irwin, Luke McGibbon, Sean Hegarty, Christian Talbot, Marcus Keeley, hashtag banter, who are Jordan and Diona of the guys from Naughty Shore, their sketch group. So for £12, you can see 5 hours of comedy at the Crescent Arts Theatre this Sunday, the 27th. Do you have a big comedy boner over that? I bloody hope so. If you know anyone that might want to go to that, please inform them, because we're trying to pack it out. Hopefully everyone has a good time, and then what you do is next year you organise it again, and if it goes well, the, you know, Laveries are behind it, so they'll be like, alright, well let's throw loads of money at it and see if we can get like a really big act, and that's what's going to happen. Now, by big act I mean, you know, someone that you might have heard of. This one will be a lineup of comedians where you go, I can't believe a lot of those guys and girls aren't already famous, because they're fucking hilarious. Huh? That's a reaction you're going to have, so deal with that shit. And then, the next significant thing after that will be Daly's. The world famous Daly's Comedy Club in Oma, run by Chrissy Bowes, who looks like a thunderbird. And I'll tell him that to his face. What's he going to do, hit me? Fuck that shit. I'm going down to do that on the 1st of August. So if you're in the Oma direction, go to that. Who else is on? Shane Todd of Mike McGoldrick fame. Harlem Gun Club and all that carry on. Paddy McDonald's on. Phil McEwen's on. He's going to be at the Day Festival too. Did Laveries not so long ago. Blew the bastard and roof off the place. And that's about it, gig-wise, for the minute. Suppose if you're at the Black Box on Wednesday, Mickey's previewing his Edinburgh show. So if you want to go down and see that, I think it's fairly cheap. You get to see him talk bollocks for ages. That's gonna be fun. So let's get into this shit. What's been the crack with the stuff? Sorry for the interference here. I'm trying to adjust the wee tripod that the sound recorder stands on. I mean, look how unprofessional I am. I could have done that off camera before I started filming any or recording anything. Oh no. And you know, rather than take the card out and fucking, you know, stop recording, clear the card, put it back in so that I have more memory, longer to talk, I'm going, fuck that, because that would require editing. So what I will do is I'll just talk for the amount of time left on it, which is about 40 minutes left. 40 minutes of pure, just horse cock. What have you been up to, Colin? Cheers for asking. Nothing. As far as the Not Safe for Work tour goes, we were in Portrush there on Wednesday. Sorry, Friday. The Atlantic Lounge, we did it before Easter weekend. Full of folks. It was great. Went up the road this time with Rory Woods and Sean Hegarty. They were both doing support. In typical sort of Portrush fashion, the gig was supposed to start at about, you know, 9:30. There was a bit of a delay. Doors didn't open to about 9:30, and then people sort of didn't start filtering in to almost 10, and then we kicked off at about 10:15, so it started a bit later than it should have. Cheers to those who came out. Have to say, weird enough night. And I don't know what the crack is. I think I had a decent enough night and whatever. A couple of drunk folks, as per usual. But there you go. It was the only gig that I was doing on the run that was in a bar, like rather than a miniature theater. Which I don't, you know, it's a hard thing to do because, and I found the same when I did my previews last year, and one of them was in Masons, in Derry, slash Londonderry, slash the Walled City, slash fucking whatever. Did a gig up there with the full show, and for some reason when you do the full hour, people do get fucking tired of listening to you. I notice it when I'm watching people. I notice it when you're fucking trying to do it yourself, especially if you're in a bar and there's the temptation of going to buy a drink. A lot of people are like, fucking whatever, mate. But I don't know, maybe that's just me. Maybe it went all right. I don't know. But yeah, cheers to everyone who came out. A couple of drunk cunts. I did laugh though, because there was a girl there with a load of people, and she was like, "Now, I'm not a big deal. I'll tell you that for free." And I can tell you at home, you're already going, "Oh, we'll see where this is going." So picture this: she's at the gig with friends that aren't from Northern Ireland. The friends that weren't from here were going, "Oh, fucking seen your videos and all. Well, I really like them." And I was going, "Oh, thank you very much." The girl that had brought them there was like, "Who are you again? What is it you do? What do you do? You know, so I've been living in Scotland for, what is it that happens? Or what's the crack?" And obviously we all started lying, like taking the piss. And she goes, "I don't know, my friends know you or stuff or whatever, but I just don't know what the big deal is. Why are they here? Why?" And you're like, "Well, you're here. You know, did you bring them here? No? Then what the fuck are you doing here? Can I get a selfie?" First of all, it's not a selfie when there's two people in it, you dumb bitch. Anyway, second of all, yeah, get a selfie. But why do you want a selfie? Are you going off the word of your friends? Like, you know, "I don't know who you are. I've never heard of any of your... I didn't know you're a comedian. I've never seen any of your videos. I don't know why the fuck everyone's in this bar looking to see you do stand-up. I don't fucking know you. Can I get a selfie anyway?" So on the word of your fucking friends, you're just going to go, "I'll get a photo just in case someday it's relevant that I once pretended that I knew who you were." And as soon as I went, "Yeah, you can take a photo," she went, "Happy days, playa." And I went, "Oh, really? You've never seen any fucking videos?" Quoting the fucking bastards. Which has happened before. I was outside the bar Cuckoo in Belfast, which, by the way, is a hipster fucking shitbox. But it's close to where I live, so guess what? I'm going to it. And some guy was like, "Dude, fucking..." He was almost like... He was like Bestie McD, but real. And he's going, "Dude, I fucking seen some of your videos. I seen the first one. Didn't really like it, man. Wasn't for me." And you're like, okay, so you walked over. You walked over from where you were sitting to tell me that. And then as the chat went on, him and his mate were standing there. And then blah, 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 something. And the guy quoted something from like the third I Am Fighter video. And his mate fucking went through. I'm like, "Ah, you're a fucking dick. You said you've only seen one of them. And you fucking... you fucking watched them all and you're quoting the third one, you dopey cunt." Unbelievable. But there is that thing. People think because you've made some fucking YouTube videos, which means nothing. You know, they think that you think that you're a big deal because you made a fucking video that accidentally people watched. And they immediately approach you with this like, "You're a fucking stupid cunt. Yeah, I'm going to not let you have one over me. You're just a ball bag who makes YouTube videos. Blah, blah." And guess what? I know that. I know. I know I'm just some stupid cunt makes a fucking YouTube video. But I don't need, you know, a guy who just spent all day sitting playing FIFA with his fucking mates, smoking weed, to tell me that I'm a useless cunt. I know that. But guess what? So are you. We are fucking 1970s stupid glasses. Just get a regular pergola and then jumping on your fucking hipster bike with a one brake and all that. Suck my dick. Anyway, poor Rush. Some lovely people, some cunts. There you go. Biggest laugh I got the whole night was when I referenced the fact that the boys that worked in the Indian takeaway beat the cunt out of two fellas trying to rob them. Yeah, got a big laugh. There you go. So that was Friday night. Saturday had a what I like to call a comedy hangover, which is when you were worried about a gig that you've organised yourself. Doesn't quite, you know, you're worried about it, you build yourself up, you got all the adrenaline. And then it doesn't go quite as well as you think. And guess what? That does not feel good on the old fucking well-being or whatever. So the next day I just lay there like I'd been molested. And then girlfriend Maureen came home from work, professional face painter. She came back from work. She's not a professional face painter. She's a makeup artist. But I liked it. It's like me saying all I do is go and tell dick jokes. Element of truth to that. I'll say she paints faces. It's makeup, but she, you know, there's a brush and you're painting it on someone's face. It's all jokes, man. Anyway, that's beside the point. She came home. We went down to her house down in the sticks because her whole load of shit was going on. Birthdays. One of her sisters graduated. A whole pile of parties. But it was the night the UFC was on. Oh, Jesus. Which, you know, probably a lot of people who maybe weren't UFC fans or MMA fans before maybe saw that one in Dublin and were like, fucking hell, look how exciting this sport can be. And it was exciting. And it was good that it was on fucking whatever stupid channel it was on. So I was like, I'm definitely not going to drink. I had about 14 beers in the space of about two fights. Didn't drink much after it. Didn't drink much before it. But I was just like so fucking jacked up with energy that I was just like, yeah, fucking pounding it. Pounding it. And I'd been watching the countdown shows with Conor McGregor, who is certainly a character. But, you know, let's be honest, he's talked himself into a good position. He won two fights in the UFC, went and got his knee done or whatever, and then just talked himself into this super fucking event in his hometown where he's headlining against a guy who, you know, not a top whatever fighter. And that was the headline fight. And the place was going fucking bananas. And then thank fuck he knocked him out, because I was thinking, this could turn ugly if this other wee Brazilian lad, you know, gets onto the floor and chokes him out or something. But I don't know if there's any fight fans out there, but did that finish not look a bit soft? I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm a cynical bastard. I'm thinking, he's talked that thing up. He sold the fucking place out pretty quickly. And the president of the UFC, Dana White, just went, do you know what, mate? Do you want to make sure that you don't beat this fucking guy if I pay you double? And the wee Brazilian's like, no sweat, mate. I'll pretend that I'm hurt. Although I think he did eat like a spinning fucking heel kick thing. And then he got hit in the body, which I think fucked him up. And then he got dropped. And then I think he must have just been sore. Couldn't fight on. Anyway, that fight was good. Norman Park, who is, I believe he's from Bush Mills, who's a fucking legend. Hilarious. And not that big, he said himself, not that big a deal made about him being in the fucking UFC, winning fights. No one seemed to fucking bring his name up that much. And here he is in Dublin, knocking cunts out. Although again, it looked, not that it was soft, he definitely hurt the guy. But when he was finishing him, the guy had his hands over his head and he just kept hitting his arms. Boom, 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 boom. But he was hurt enough to not be able to fight back, so fuck it. And I'm not going to lie to you, I pissed myself laughing. Because it's cool that there's a guy from here in the UFC beating the shit out of people. However, never not funny when someone from here talks on TV, is it? Dan Hardy's doing there. How did you find the fight? Fucking hands over Norman Park. I fucking tell you, I was fucking gonna win, didn't I? You fucking bastard. Fucking tell you, huh? Who's next? Fucking Diego Sanchez. Where are you at, you fucking punk, you? Kick your balls in. Give me a top 20 fighter to fuck. Sick of fucking fighting these fucking Japanese chinks. He didn't say that. That was me trying to be double racist, which is when you give the wrong slur to the wrong nationality. Anyway, that's enough of that, Colin. You're probably going to go to jail. 20 minutes, right? With fucking shit to tear through you. So, all in all, great UFC, man. Great UFC. I thoroughly recommend. The interesting thing is to see what Conor McGregor is... They're gonna do for him next, because I don't know. It might be all very upsetting. He maybe fights a couple of guys who, not that they're shite, but they're not top 10 fighters or whatever. What happens if they just give him some guy who is a top 10 fighter, and he just beats the shit clean out of him? And then everyone's like, ooh, gnarly. I thought Conor McGregor was going to be the next big thing. And he's getting his shit kicked in there. Don't know. But it was fun. It was fun to watch. And then, also the reason I forgot to mention this at the start. The reason I'm recording this podcast today is because there is a high chance that the big man is getting shit-faced tonight. So, and this is Monday night. This is when I do it on a Monday. There's no fucking way I want to go and get shit-faced. And then, because that's what happens, man. All you dicks at your jobs. I'm a biomedical scientist. Brr. I'm a fucking mechanical engineer. Brr. Yeah, but you know what you're doing? You're going, oh, have I any fucking white shirts for work tomorrow? Oh, will you iron my fucking trousers? Oh, I'm just making my lunch here at 6 o'clock because I'll be in bed by fucking 7 o'clock. Fuck that shit. The big man gets cunted on a Monday. That's what happens. I just had noodles that I didn't particularly want. Huh? Went to make a sandwich yesterday. Was listening to Queens of Stone Age. Got so hyped up. I was like, fuck this, man. I'm going to do kettlebells in my flat. In my boxers. What? Fucking hell. Then I had a Chinese, which completely undone any good that I'd done in the first fucking place. That's it. Just, it's all about freedom, isn't it? Just do a bit of comedy. That's all it takes. What am I talking about? I'm talking far too much shit for this limited amount of time. We have 25 minutes left. I fuck it. Girlfriend Moim was getting ready this morning, and there was some music channel on, and I've never heard. It was almost like, this is how you know you're getting old, when you sort of stop and go, what the fuck is this shit I'm listening to? Like that Cheryl Cole song. This fucking trumpet, because someone obviously went, trumpets are all in at the minute, aren't they? Derulo's fucking, we're gonna do a big fat cunt, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Oh, that's probably some sort of flute. I don't fucking know. But the silly, I don't know what fucking instruments are what. And then Nicole fucking Shirt Singer or whatever, she comes on with a song. She's like, dude, what's that song called? Right, I'm gonna look that up now. Fucking probably get sued. Nicole Scherzinger, Your Love. It's like, toot, 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 or something. Oh, fuck off with your ads. It's hilarious because I have ads on my videos, yet I give off about other ones. Hold on. Here we go.
That's a song. That's gonna be number one. Isn't that 9 million hits? I bet there was about 14 people sitting around in a fucking studio going, did you put an extra do in there, man? I don't know, man. I think I'm overthinking it really. Yeah, you are. That'll do, mate. 9 million hits. And the whole time everyone's going, yeah, but she's hot as fuck. And she is, but she's not like dirty hot. She's not like dirty hot the way you want people to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's the type of hot where a girl would go, isn't she fucking stunning? And you're going, yeah, there's not a lot wrong with her. Which means I'm not really that into it. Do you know what I mean? She's like two part, you know what I mean? She's like two. Sometimes you don't want that. Sometimes you want to be sitting there going, oh, look at that. Look at that fucking top digging into her giant tits there. Sometimes you want that. Oh dear, look at that. Look, she's smudged her own lipstick a wee bit there. I know. Back of your mind.
Looks like she's been sucking dicks.
Ting ting. The ting ting, there was, I don't know, a knob bouncing against some metal. I don't know. Girls do that though, don't they? My sister does that. Isn't she stunning? What do you mean by that? Because her face is fucking disgusting. No, by stunning I meant she's, you know, nicely matched her necklace and her shoes there. All right. That's the thing. I've said this before. See if you get a really good looking guy with no makeup on and he's really good looking. He's way better good looking than a good looking girl that you could find with makeup on because she's painted all the shit on. You know what I mean? You're going, look at him. Absolute fucking stud. Look at her. She looks good. Washes her face. Do you have AIDS? I don't know why I had to ask that in an American accent. Have you got AIDS? In fact, I was at the Edinburgh Fringe last year. One of the guys who was one of the press officers from here. Fairly good, you know, fairly friendly with him when I bump into him back here. Good looking guy. Big old bent nose on him, right? And he'd tell you that himself. And we were at the Fringe and this American comedian, this girl come up to him. She goes, oh my God, are you Jewish? And he's like, you know, sounds like me going, no, not really. I'm just from Northern Ireland with a fucked up nose. Thanks for noticing that. And I hope she was Jewish because you can't get away with that, you know, any other time. What the fuck am I talking? What was I doing about 27 minutes? We have talked a whole pile of shit. Oh, why? Anyway. What? Oh, I was talking about the Cheryl Cole song and the fucking... What's that other one? Why is she still called Cheryl Cole? Is she? Or is she just called Cheryl? But everyone just calls her Cheryl Cole. Cheryl Cole, yeah? Is she not divorced from that fucking guy yet? Or how does that work? Why is it because she started her career as Cheryl Cole and now she has to remain Cheryl Cole? Or what's the fucking crack? Listen to this fucking abortion. There we go, mate. She's another one that's not that hot. Like, do you remember when she used to have fucked up teeth? She's got one of those, like her body's too wee. You know, it kind of just looks like a teen boy with some tits. And, you know, I'm saying this out loud, and there's probably a guy at home going, oh, man, he knows exactly what I Google. I don't know. That's the other one fucks me off, too. Here's... This is, I should call this podcast, Colin Geddes Ages Online. That's what, it's like fucking, what was that song I was listening to? Did I talk about this last week? I probably did. I'm losing my fucking mind. So rude. What's it called? Rude. Magic. I've never heard such a fucking... And I hate to say this, but like, faggy song. I can say that because, you know, people go, don't, you can't say faggot because some gay person's been called faggot for it. Guess what? Everyone's been called faggot. It's fucking gay or not. Someone's been called faggot at some stage. And when I say faggy, I just mean just limp-wristed, floppy-haired, sandal-wearing shit. This guy here, fucking... Where are we here? Where are we? Listen to that. What a fucking... Like, if ever... Menstruation was a song.
Why you gotta be so red? Don't you know? Gotta we did.
Fucking... Grow a big veiny cock. Look at this guy. Go on, if you're near your computer now, Google that song. The band's called Magic, which, first of all, is the shittest band name I've ever heard. What are you? Magic? I know. What's the song called? The song's called Castration. 42 million hits. Eat my fucking genitalia. Right? Google this. Google that song or YouTube it. Magic. The song's called Rude. The guy is a freak. Do you know what I mean? There's this thing that people get away with shit when they're famous. You just go, oh, that's the way they look, isn't it? This guy's a fucking... He's wearing a flowery t-shirt, a leather jacket, and then has that mid-range hair that doesn't look good on any fella. And this is me with no hair. You know what I mean? But... He's got that, like, floppy, I smoke licorice roll-ups, I want to fucking punch you in the face look about him.
Why you gotta be so rude? Can you not speak to me?
This comes along with, I've noticed it from watching, if you watch Big Brother or any of those fucking reality stupid things, where if someone has a problem with someone else, the other person always has to go, do you have a problem with me? Why do you have a problem with me? Because fucking people don't like each other. How about deal with that shit? If someone turned around and went, I don't like you, Colin, because everything you say annoys me. I can't look at you because you make me physically sick. You smell like you've always just had a meal. Do you ever get that when you're in public and you're like sitting behind someone's like cinema and you're like, oh, who was at the Chinese? That's what I smell like all the time. I would go, that's all right then. You don't have to fucking speak to me or look at me just ever again. Whereas there seems to be this thing now where people are going, do you have a problem with me? Why do you have a problem with me? I hate you also, but why can't you love me?
Why do you have to be so rude? I'm human. Huh? I'm a human person. You can't talk to me like I'm soft.
Well, when you're saying things like, why have you got to be so rude? You're probably a fucking... Anyway. Right, how long have we left this?
Why have you got to be so rude? Do you want to sniff my dick?
Let's quickly glance over some of the fucked up shit that I've seen this week. How about the old Palestinian-Israeli struggle there? That's fucked up. It's a strange time at the minute because, let's face it, Facebook is bad because people go down the wormhole. I've done it myself. I throw the phone across the room when I catch myself being online or like flicking through Facebook too long. I go, this is fucking horseshit. What am I doing? However, it's a good way to find out what's happening in the world because, you know, you don't need to buy a paper. You don't need to go on the websites, really. You just fucking... scroll through Facebook and see what's trending or what people are talking about. Obviously this Palestine thing, very, very important at the minute. Madness. Like you're going through Facebook and it's like,
Oh my god, this is what I got for my lunch. Here's my new nail polish. Here's a picture of me and the lads in Ibiza. Here's a baby with its fucking head blown off in Gaza. Here's a lovely burrito that I got from Boojum. Next one. Here's a guy that fucking was caught raping, you know, an 11-year-old kid, and the dad beat the absolute cunt out of him. Next one. Here's a fucking... Here's a guy that his girlfriend cheated on him, so he went round your house, took a video of himself punching the dog in the face, and then fucking, you know, they catch him, and here's a response video of him getting his fuck kicked in. Next one. This girl sucks 24 dicks in fucking Magaluf. Whoop, whoop. Is she a slut? Yeah, she's definitely a slut. If a dude was sucking 24 dicks, you would be giving high fives and everything. Yeah, whatever. Up next. Oh my god, best boyfriend ever made me a pizza. You're like, what the what's going on here? This place is fucking deranged. People, like, you know. Never cool. And do you know what? You just become so desensitized to it. You're like, oh, some dead kids. Oh, that's an especially rough one, as you can see the inside of its skull. Normal. I don't know. It's kind of mad, isn't it? And the problem is that the Yanks, and or like America, have already backed the Israeli thing. That was Obama on the news there talking about that plane crash, the plane that was shot down in Russia. This is unacceptable. They should take action. What about all the fucking children being fucking murdered over there? Is that not bad too? Yes, but we've already paid them and gave them fucking guns, so I'm gonna stand over here. Pretend to be black. Right, we're gonna have to jump into questions now. I'm with 36 minutes. How long have I left? 11. It's a good job you don't pay for this, guys. You'd be looking your fucking money back. I did see a thing today on the news. It was from Dublin. And this is what annoys me about people. Everyone's a fucking keyboard activist now. You know, I like this page, therefore I believe in all the shit. Whatever. And it's there was a video from Dublin saying police brutality from the guards in Dublin. Because there was one of those Palestinian fucking... Like, what's the word? Fucking protests. So it's like... Immediately you just get these psycho fucking activists who are just like, yeah, fuck off. Fuck all forms of, like, you know, authority. And, like, there was a guy... Obviously there's some sort of large group of people. There will need to be police there to police the area. Can you move off the road, please? The guy's like, don't fucking touch me. Don't fucking touch me. Kicking off. And you're like, mate, you know, you're protesting all that shit, but it's normal life. Will you fucking get off the, you know, protest over there. We're not disrupting everyone else's day. Don't fucking touch me. Hits the guy or something. The police take him down to the ground. Oh my god, he's having a fit. And the guy starts having an epileptic fit. And then all of a sudden it becomes, you know, oh, it's police brutality. He was making a cunt of himself. Typical fucking hippie. I care so much about other things that I don't mind shitting on the immediate people. Do you know what I mean? Oh, donate money to save the snow leopards. Why don't you give some money to a fucking homeless guy on your street, you dopey, smelly, fucking white cunt with dreadlocks? Ball bag. For only £5 a month, do you know what? Take the £5 and go and buy some fucking shower gel, you minging bitch. Why you gotta be so rude? Acting a cunt, that's why.
Get your hands off me. The fucking pigs are trying to control me. Bah.
Made your cousin a fucking scene in the middle of the day in Dublin. Do you know what I mean? If you just stood in the middle of the road, people would be like, mate, move. And you just kept standing there in silence. Eventually the police would come and move you. And just because you're protesting about something doesn't make it okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, what if you're like blocking the fucking roads for ambulances and stuff? You silly, hippie, fucking sandal wearing cunt. Anyway, and what's really gonna happen?
I made a sign and stood out that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Penis. Why don't you go over there, get some people and go, do you want to fly back and you can stay in my house? You know, as a refugee, that would work better. But then, of course, this is Northern Ireland, would they be going, this cunt's bringing over fucking...
That is so typical. That's hilarious. This situation in Palestine, or in whatever, it's fucking terrible. The Palestinian refugees, we should bring them over here. And they're refugees from a war-torn area. And the second you get to Northern Ireland, you're just like, it is packy, cunt.
It's like fucking, it's a circus. Anyway. And that sums up. You know, I believe that was what one of those videos was for Portrush or something. Did the guy not go, you fucking packies? And you're like, first of all, Indians? Huh? You fucking inbred? Right, I probably have about 5 minutes of shit left here. 7 minutes. Let's do some questions. Let's lighten the mood. Let's not talk about... any more morbid shit? Here we go. Let's get into this. Robert Dalziel. Is that how you say that? Where did all these Northern Irish Palestinians and Israelis come from with all their opinions and diplomatic solutions? Yeah, exactly. You're kind of like, if you can't sort out your own fucking country. You know, why would you bother dipping into someone else's fucking problems? Sure enough. It is absolutely horrendous, some of the shit that's happening. But it's like, what are you really gonna do? It is terrible. But unless you can fucking fly people out of there and help them, it's kind of like, what do you do? What the fuck can you do, like, really? We're having a fundraiser for Gaza. Where the fuck's that gonna go? You gonna send them an envelope? Fucking £30 in it. There you go. If you want to buy yourself a fucking helmet. And I did see a quote where someone wrote that. What was it? My enemy's enemy is my friend. Is that a famous quote? Someone changed it to like the flag of my enemy's enemy is my flag or something. And it's true. It's just, you know. I believe that. You know, like the Republican movement would side with the Palestinians, but you know, having watched the news, I'm pretty sure anyone would side with them. Seeing, you know, it's fucking genocide essentially. But of course, then the mad loyalist Willie Fraser types are out on eBay buying their Israeli flags, probably just as a dig at anyone who's a fucking. You know, Republican supporting the fucking Palestinians. Although it's silly because it's that's what they're fucking heaping it onto. But all that shit aside, there's no way you could sit at home and go, oh, you're fucking right. Tell them Israelis to keep sinking bombs, not fucking them wee bits of town there. Just fucking send them on in. Shoot the kids in the face, like, I don't give a fuck. In fact, I don't even give a fuck about the politics over there. About their territories, I don't give a shit about that. If they, you know, maybe just stop murdering people. I'd be happy enough with that. You know what I mean? Kick them out of their homes. Chase them somewhere where it's safe. Anyway, let's party. Get us... discusses things... having had no fucking idea what he's talking about. Connor Kanks McSherry. Kanks. Could Ronda Rousey beat up the man shrimp Floyd Mayweather? How long have I left? 3:50. Do you know what? If she could get a hold of him, she'd probably put him through the floor, but he is a man and he is very quick, so he might have fucking dropped her before she got in there. But he's just acting a cunt anyway, fuck him. Boring. John O.C., 3 people on your side in a bar fight, anyone living or dead, who do you pick? On my side in a bar fight? Probably, like, I don't know. Just, I don't know. Like, someone that, I don't know, fucking 3 armed Navy SEALs. How about that? And Brock Lesnar. Let's go to the Twitter questions quickly. We'll rattle through this, motherfucker. Because we've only a couple of minutes left. Toilet rolls, is Gary Toner. Toilet roll spiders, do you enjoy pulling these out? With the toilet roll, of course. I find it therapeutic. Hashtag Dingleberry. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What are toilet roll spiders? I don't know. Is this a thing I'm going to Google and it's going to not be worth it? Yeah, we'll get back to that once we've cleared up what fucking toilet roll spiders are. 50 pence. Tell us about a time when men were men. Example, new van driver seen his new van. That's too big to drive. What the fuck? What? Back when men were men. I don't know. There are some men kicking about still, but they're hard to find. Am I a man? Don't know. Probably not. Chris, nowhere fast. Do you enjoy doing Barry the Blender, Gary Henderson, etc., or do you prefer straight stand-up? At the minute, I'd like to do some stand-up gigs that weren't anything to do with me. For example, I'd like to do gigs that I didn't organise, make the poster for, and fucking, you know, I'm going on last as the headliner. I would like to just go somewhere and do some fucking gigs that some other cunt organised. 1:42 left before I run out of space in this card. We're men, sorry, typing is pure age, today's youth. Bunch of pussies, and they're probably scared of that as well. What? But yeah, no, I actually like doing both. It's just at the minute, it's very hard to make videos when you've sort of no one to fucking work with, which sounds like I'm having a whinge, but it's difficult. I find myself going, what can I do by myself with one camera? Which is crazy. Crazy, isn't it? Final question. As I swallow into the microphone for you. Hi, Colin. If you had to lick the rear hoop of any man, and I mean rim it until it shines, who would it be and why? And that's from Mike Hilton. Notorious rim licker. 49 seconds left. Probably some wee gay lad, like that wee guy off fucking Lonely Ways Essex. Because I bet you his asshole is like a fucking spearmint polo. White with little bits of blue. Because I don't want to lick any dirty assholes. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, that brings us into the podcast. 31 seconds left. I usually plug the gigs at the end here. You've already heard them at the start. Go on back there. Follow me on Twitter. I'm on Instagram now. Colin Geddes. Fucking Facebook. All that shit. You'll find out about the gigs. And I might do a bonus podcast if we get hold of Mickey or something like that. 15 seconds. But in the meantime, take it easy, guys. And remember that you're not in a war-torn shithole having your children's fucking heads blown off. All right, nice. See you later. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.